You know the national news. Now we'll give you Tuesday's local report on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Finessa. Cloudy and cool for the next couple of days. Temperatures ranging from between 30 and 45 degrees. A mix of snow and rain expected for the next couple of days. Then things will quiet down, but it'll still be cool, with the temperature warming up to the 50s a few days later. Topping Tuesday's local news, the suspect in a fatal stabbing over the weekend on Main Street, Celeste Bomberry, was arraigned in city court yesterday on a charge of second-degree murder. Authorities said it was in connection with the death of her mother, Genevieve Blackwell, who was stabbed to death on Sunday in an apartment on Main Street. Authorities tell Niagara Radio the incident occurred when a family argument erupted and turned violent, with the victim of the stabbing listed as the mother of the suspect. That suspect was arrested on the scene. City detectives are still putting details together, and they ask if anyone has any information to call them about the incident at 286-4553. Authorities are also telling Niagara Radio that a benefit to pay for the funeral expenses for the victim is now being planned and is expected to be held on April 19th. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, this report is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. When you need an appliance repairman, you need Chris Moore. And to get a hold of him, just call his number, 523-5911. His service call, $35 plus parts and labor, and he brings with him 44 years' experience. So put his number in your cell phone, because you never know when you're going to need him, 523-5911, Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. And the local news is also brought to you by your two local drugstores, Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th of Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies that really care about you. They want you to feel important because to them, you are. Want details or want to switch your prescriptions over to them? Then call them at 260-1918, Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. In other local news, city firefighters responded to a grease fire that erupted on a stove on Monday night in the 2200 block of Woodlawn Avenue. The occupant of the house suffered burns to his head and arms trying to put out the fire. The fire department was then called, and they made quick work of the blaze, but said there was heavy smoke damage in the house. Total amount of damage was not immediately available, and the Red Cross reportedly has been called to assist that resident. An area man was hurt last night when he noticed two females physically fighting in a lot at Packard Court. He attempted to break up that fight, but the combatants reportedly turned on him. The victim said he was knocked to the ground and kicked by the fighters, but didn't know who they were. That injured man then went to the medical center for treatment. He reportedly suffered cuts and injuries to his hand in the attack. He told police he was struck several times by those unknown females. City police stopped and recovered a stolen car Monday night in the 8900 block of Niagara Falls Boulevard. The driver of the vehicle, Wesley Richards of McKenna Avenue, was charged by officers with criminal possession of stolen property, and a passenger in the car, Amanda Caffarella of Niagara Street, was also arrested. Both suspects were booked on the charges and then released on an appearance ticket. The stolen car was then towed by police to be held until the owner could pick it up. Well, I guess some people don't realize it yet, but when you drive a car on city roads, you have to have bumpers on the vehicle. This is the second time a car was stopped in the last couple of days without any bumpers. And again, the driver was arrested. At 27th and Grand, police pulled over a car with no front bumper or license plate. And they charged the driver, Jason Nye of 21st Street, with the violation. Nye was also charged with not having a valid license, no registration, and no insurance for the car. He was issued appearance tickets in the case, while a passenger in that car, reported as Wanda Kraft, was said to have outstanding warrants in North Tonawanda and Lockport, and she was turned over to those police agencies for proceedings there. Finally, North Tonawanda Mayor Austin Tolick is preparing for his annual charity gala event that will be held on Saturday, May 3rd at the Martinsville Grove at the Rescue Fire Hall in North Tonawanda. And this year's nonprofit recipients of the event include Buddy's Second Chance Dog Rescue, and Sweet Buffalo Rocks. Here at Niagara Radio, we talked with Kimberly LaRusso of Sweet Buffalo Rocks, who told us she started that organization to bring smiles to people's faces who needed it. And she says she does it by holding a number of different events according to their needs. Kim says a lot of Sweet Buffalo Rocks' accomplishments is designed to help kids battling cancer smile. She also says they reassure kids that have been bullied and need to be reassured. She told us that part of what Sweet Buffalo does is set up things like GoFundMe pages for people that need it. And that's only the beginning. Sometimes they'll even show up at your house with a real-life surprise kangaroo to bounce around in your living room to make those people smile. And there's a lot more. If you'd like to find out more about Sweet Buffalo Rocks, that's actually based out of North Tonawanda, New York, you can check them out online at sweetbuffalorocks.com. And for a little fun and entertainment that will also help fund Sweet Buffalo, plan on attending the North Tonawanda Mayor's Gala charity event on May 3rd. That will include dinner, entertainment, charity raffles, and an open bar. For details on that event, you can call them at 716-695-8540. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our 24-hour Links of Niagara tip line at 371-0046. Remember, you can keep brushing up on your golfing skills by playing on the same golf simulators that the pros use at the Links of Niagara in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard, so you'll be ready when those golf courses do open. Want details or to book your next tee time? Then call the Links of Niagara at 285-0610. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net or by clicking our local news tab after refreshing your browser. And by popular demand, our news is featured daily on Facebook just by entering niagararadio.net. Hear local news first and free right here on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.